The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
Are you sure?
Why did I glitch? I almost forgot my name.
I don't know. I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. We do have crazy cash. This happens every single hour. It's your chance to win $1,000. Graham, do you have this hour's keyword?
I do. This hour's nationwide keyword is rich. Take the keyword rich. I mean, you're not going to be rich if you win $1,000 in crazy cash, but sure, we could all use that money. That would be a nice little bonus. But take the keyword rich over to wild949.com, enter it there, and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash. Good luck.
$1,000 might cover your gas, Graham, for like a week.
A week and a half.
Week or two. Yeah. That's about it. All the driving you do.
Yeah, wouldn't be rich.
Here we go with the first talk back of the day.
Good morning, Selena, Graham, and Jess. This is Minnie from San Jose, and I just want to say happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday, Minnie.
Appreciate you, Minnie. Been leaving a lot of talkbacks lately. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, good morning.
Good to hear from you. Yeah. Graham. Oh, actually, I was going to say, what do you have to talk about this morning? But can we talk about what the heck Jess has on?
What do you mean?
It's squirrel week on the JV show.
Was not expecting her to come in dressed as a squirrel.
He got a knot.
You guys, I am in the spirit.
Thank you. Finally, one of you ladies gives a damn about Squirrel Week. Jess showed up in a full-body squirrel costume this morning. I'm a little salty that you didn't order me one.
Sorry.
But that's okay. But at least somebody gives a damn this year on Squirrel Week. And I think this might be the JV Show's 10th Squirrel Week, by the way. And she's got a full body.
This is the 10-year anniversary of Squirrel Week?
I think it's
nine. We should have been making a bigger deal about this.
It might be nine. I'm not totally.
Hey, next year will be 10.
I'm not totally sure. Yeah, we'll make next year the 10th anniversary of the JV Show Squirrel Week. But yes, Jess, I appreciate you. She did come in a full squirrel costume. So that is what she's wearing right now. You need to post a picture of this.
Yes, you do.
I was worried it wasn't even going to arrive on time because I thought I ordered it to Selena's instead. Because I got an email saying, oh, your package is out for delivery in Salinas. So I was like, oh, come on.
And your mom's just walking around in a squirrel onesie.
Yeah, that'd be nutty. little squirrel joke there.
Yeah, I wish I would have known you were going to come in dressed like that. I would have brought you D's nuts.
She's nuts. She's got squirrels. I like these. Yeah, that's a good one. Anyways, yes, a Squirrel Week. We'll say it's year 9 Squirrel Week. Okay. Next year, year 10.
I love it.
And I'm going to expect you, Selena, to do something next year for the 10th anniversary of Squirrel Week.
You know, I'm taking it easy this year because last year I went all out with my rap, and that took everything out of me.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
It's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
Investigations underway after two deceased men were found on the UC Berkeley campus within 24 hours. The first incident was Tuesday evening. They got reports of somebody falling off one of the buildings. The second incident was Wednesday around noon. They discovered a deceased man in some bushes. There's no immediate indication of foul play, but that's why they're investigating.
Very strange. All right, the San Francisco Giants beat the Dodgers again last night at Oracle Park, and this one was extra satisfying because Shohei Ohtani pitched for the Dodgers, and he was dominant. Struck out 7 Giants batters over 6 scoreless innings. But the Giants were smart. They just waited until he left the game to get to work because the very next inning, Patrick Bailey blasted a 3-run home run. Giants went on to win the game 3-0. Giants will look to complete the sweep of the series today. It's a day game. First pitch is at 12:45.
Oh, Matt!
Temperatures will increase today with highs in the upper 60s. It's going to be a sunny day. There may be a little bit of sprinkles tonight and tomorrow morning, but nothing crazy at all.
Wait, I thought the rain was done. Confused.
No. Well, there's still sprinkles left over, and there might be some sprinkles left over for the weekend as well.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
That's a lot of leftovers. Hey, Leo besties! Your day today is going to be a 6. Your natural confidence could draw some unexpected attention and interest your way today, but that's not necessarily a good thing. Might cause your boss to drop an extra stack of work on your desk, which you can totally handle, babe, but none of your peers are pulling this much extra weight. Tell me about it. Oh. I expect the vibes to shift in your favor by this evening. Your glow-up energy will be peaking.
Graham, how's your glow-up energy right now? Because you are a Leo bestie.
It's strong, but it hasn't peaked yet, that's for sure.
Wait, so and you're not very happy with your peers right now?
No, never. Never.
All right, next, because it is Squirrel Week, Graham has a squirrely story to share.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Oh, my God, you guys. By the way, it's the JV Show, Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I have to tell you this conversation that me and my daughter had yesterday. But first...
Hey, JV Show. This is David from Seattle, currently in Half Moon Bay. Please, don't let Jess do the weather anymore. I ended up bringing a rain jacket, and I got to San Francisco, and it was hot. No, please cancel that. No more. No more weather reports, please.
Hey, we've been trying to get her to stop.
Yeah.
Hey, I said the showers were going to be spotty, so you got here when there was not a shower happening anymore.
But so, were there spot showers after that?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think there was a shower or two that I
it
may
It poured
have.
Yesterday at my house. I'll tell you that much. Yesterday afternoon, right around 5:30, torrential downpour.
Really?
Yes.
You caught one of the spots.
Dry at mine.
Kids' Little League game got rained out.
Yeah!
Yeah, except they're going to throw... Now it's going to be a makeup game that's going to end up on like a Saturday or something, right? Ooh. And just overlap the entire
Saturday
weekend.
Saturday game?
I know.
Wednesday game. Yeah. I'll take the Saturday one.
But aren't you glad I told you it was going to rain?
Maybe.
So yesterday, I go to pick up my daughter from school, and I got, like, they send out, you know, these mass emails to everybody, all the parents, you know, every week. And so I knew that yesterday was career day. So I'm like, oh, so how was career day? And she's telling me about all, like, the parents that came in and what careers, you know, spoke to her, different classes and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I mean, you guys should have, like, invited me to talk to, you know, the students there. And she was like, yeah, the school's been hounding me for, like, 3 weeks to ask you if you would come by and speak, but I didn't want you to, so I never said anything.
Oh, are you serious?
Did a piece of you die inside?
I mean, no, it tracks because it's her, but yeah, I would have loved to go.
Would you have, though?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
I would have. She would have hated it.
I feel like it's one of those things that's, like, a nice honor, like, glad you guys thought of me, but I'm busy that day.
No, I would have gone because it's my daughter's school, yeah. I would have.
Wait, that didn't crush a little part
of you?
It
did a little bit. Like, are you that embarrassed of me? Am I that embarrassing?
Yeah. I'm answering as if I was her.
Like, I would have not worn Crocs.
You would have dressed up in your in your nice black leggings that day?
In my Wild Honey for Nine uniform, yes.
You would have put on your clean black hoodie
yes,
for that day?
Yeah. What, I would have rolled off all the lint.
What would you, in all seriousness, have worn to a career day at a school?
I don't know.
Like a suit?
Like a blazer?
Yeah.
No.
With like some jeans and some heels?
Right.
Something
I don't know.
Smart.
Pantsuit.
Something business casual?
I don't know.
You don't own that.
I didn't give this much thought.
You're glad they didn't ask you because you would have had to figure this out.
Yeah, that would have been tough.
Yeah.
But I still would have liked to have been offered this.
You have a pantsuit?
I don't know. I don't own a pantsuit.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
Do I? Is that something that every woman should own? Jess,
no,
do you
mean,
have a pantsuit?
Shout out Hillary Clinton. But yeah.
I don't have a full pantsuit, but I have dressy pants and blazers.
Okay, there you go. See?
That counts.
Jess could have gone to your career day, to your daughter's career day, and spoken about it.
I could have spoken about you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that with you guys, that my daughter is still embarrassed of me. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, because it's...
It's Squirrel Week on the JV Show.
He got a nut.
I want to know if you ladies would do what this Pennsylvania woman did to help a squirrel in need. Her name is Linda. She says she noticed that one of her neighborhood squirrels struggling to eat. She's like, something doesn't look right about his mouth. He can't seem to... He was having trouble, like, with his teeth. They looked too long or something. And little known fact, you guys, squirrels' teeth never stop growing throughout their lifetimes.
Really?
And they are constantly kind of grinding and chewing on things to keep them short. But apparently this little guy...
Oh, my God, that's why, like, in cartoons, they have those, like, big old buck teeth. And it's so cute!
All four front teeth continuously grow throughout their entire life. Wow. But apparently this guy not maintaining the proper squirrel dental hygiene regimen or whatever. And so his teeth were too long. And so he wasn't able to bite into any acorns or nuts. So she decided, like any mom would do, that she would essentially mama bird, baby bird this little squirrel. And she would pre-chew up all of his food for him. Actually, she just cut it into really small pieces. But over time, as she fed the squirrel the little tiny bits of food because that's all he could eat. Again, he was having trouble with those teeth. He couldn't get his mouth open on anything bigger. She was able to gain his trust, and eventually she was able to trap the squirrel and then bring it to a local wildlife rehabilitation center, and then they were able to grind down his teeth. And she says you could see the relief in his face, and now he is just back to being a normal, happy squirrel and able to eat like normal. So I don't know. He just really let his teeth go or not. I wanted to ask you, ladies, would you guys do this for a squirrel that you could clearly see couldn't bust a nut on his own?
Yes.
You would baby bird and chop up every day prepare this squirrel his little squirrel meals?
You guys know I want a pet squirrel.
Why don't you get one? It's squirrel week.
I don't know where to adopt a squirrel from.
You find one. There's a ton outside.
Yeah, or you
they
could,
always
like,
run away from me.
No, Linda was able to gain this one's trust.
That was a nice
and
one.
Take do you him offer to the squirrel it nuts? Dentist.
I don't offer he it nuts. I don't have any nuts. No, I haven't actively tried to, but if a squirrel did come to me and I could feed it, yes, I would feed it. Oh, you know what? When I was little, my mom would take me to this one beach, me and my sisters, and we actually were able to feed the squirrels there.
Squirrel Beach?
Uh-huh. What?
He got a nut.
I don't know.
There's this beach in Carmel, and there was hella squirrels, and we would go there, and we would feed them grapes, and they would just, like, put them all on their cheeks and, like, run away.
Okay, Jess, and again, if you missed the start of the show, Jess is wearing a full squirrel costume today in honor of JV Show Squirrel Week. Jess, you see a squirrel. He can't bust a nut on his own. Would you...
Help him
like this woman did in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it would be the neighborly thing to do. So I would offer a helping hand. Well, that's if I can catch it.
Would you chop
up the food? You don't have to catch
it.
You just have to prepare all his little squirrel meals each day, morning, noon, and night.
Chopping up the food, that takes a long time, though. I would take it a step further. I would actually chew it up and spit it out for the
squirrel.
You would,
mama bird it, yeah. And baby bird it right into his mouth.
Oh, no, you let the squirrel eat it out of your mouth.
Oh.
That's what birds do.
Okay.
Okay.
He got a nut.
You would be a good squirrel mom.
Done it. Graham's done it.
Yeah, I have, actually.
Out of your mouth?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was gross.
You guys are way too close.
And by the way, if you want to see Jess's squirrely onesie, it's on our Instagram story.
It'll be up in 5 seconds.
JV Morning Show on Instagram. Give us a follow, why don't you? Coming up next on the JV Show, this new trend that Gen Z is doing in terms of hanging out. She's going to tell us what they're doing now. That's coming up in a few minutes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. This is Todd from Gilroy at Royalty Ranch, and I just wanted to call. I'm a longtime listener. I've been listening since Doghouse days, and I just wanted to thank you for making my mornings great. I listen to you every morning, and just wanted to say thank you for spreading the cheer for me and waking me up each morning. So thanks. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Oh,
appreciate
thank you. So
you.
Much. That thank was the sweetest talk back ever.
Todd slid into my DMs yesterday.
Oh, anything good?
Well, you know, he has a ranch where they rescue some animals. They have a whole bunch of animals and stuff like that. And they have They have a couple camels. We need to ask him if they've got any squirrels because it is JV Show Squirrel Week. But they have a couple camels. So for hump day, he sent me a picture of his humps. his camel's humps.
Right. Dumb it. All right, Jess.
Have you guys heard of soft socializing?
No.
No. So it's this new thing. Well, it's not a new thing, but Gen Z wants to bring it back or make it more of a
trend
now.
Make it a bigger thing.
Yeah, because I don't know if you guys have noticed, but I feel like as time goes on and with social media, obviously everybody is trying to impress each other, right?
Really? So, what? On social media?
In case you didn't notice.
Everything on social media is not real? Everyone's not the happiest ever, doing the best thing ever?
No.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Unfortunately not, but you see a lot of people hanging out now, and most of the time when they're hanging out as friends, they're in groups, they're going out to dinner, they're going to concerts, going to Coachella, like all these crazy, extravagant hangouts. And Gen Zers are trying to bring back soft socializing, something that's low pressure, you know, just going over to a friend's house and just talking, because I feel
that sounds
like...
boring.
What?
You said the other things like vacations and Coachella and stuff. That sounds pretty exciting.
But that's also very expensive. And I think a lot, and I keep seeing posts about this with people saying that we need to just go back to hanging out with people in a chill setting. Like, why do we have to go all crazy with all the plans all the time? And I think I agree with this because sometimes I feel like if I'm going to plan something with my friends, it has to be like a, let's go to brunch or, you know, let's hang out. But like, what are we? Let's
it's never
do this.
Like a just come over and let's hang out.
If I think about it, it's not that most of the time. And I think
it sounds expensive.
I know.
Always having to go out and do something.
I know. And I think I'm okay with it just being a casual hangout. But I don't know why in my mind when I think like, oh, we're going to hang out, it feels like we have to do something. If we're going to be seeing each other, like have a little experience. But you can also have an experience at home.
Okay, so stop socializing is just doing nothing.
It's just like
together
hanging out, being a norm.
Being a norm. You can still do something at home, whether it's like, for you, Selena, you like puzzles. You could
puzzle. I do like puzzles. So do you, Graham. Stop laughing.
I reluctantly like them.
You know, you can cook together. Something that isn't going to require you either spending a lot of money or having to leave your house and go out and do something crazy.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Don't you think that 99.9% of socializing and hanging out is soft socializing? You just don't post about it. You post it. What you see on social media is all these people doing these extravagant things or hanging out, doing this experience, going on a trip, going to a concert, whatever. That's just what you see because, again, so that's what you
You're
see
right.
on social media. But really, in real world life, the rest of us are just, that's all. We're just normal hanging out with our friends. And not doing all
yeah,
of those
especially
things.
When you get to like me and Graham's age, 26 and 28 and a half.
28 and a half, yeah.
Yeah, right. I mean, we're not like out at Coachella and the clubs on the weekends. Like, right. we soft socialize.
Yeah. You have somebody over for a beer.
Oh, I guess I don't know why it's different in my friend group then. I think it's maybe because a lot of the times we try to meet in the middle and to not have one person commute so far.
Because you guys live so far away.
Because we live so far away. So
you
we're
guys hang
like,
out in Gilroy all the time. Like, there's some big stuff going on there.
Like the camel?
You could go. You could go Royalty Ranch.
The Garlic Festival.
See our buddy Todd.
Actually, I think the Garlic Festival is done with now. But so are you guys... So then would you
here
like something different?
I don't
different?
Consider this like a new trend. I mean, I'm not a big going out person anymore. Mm-hmm. I get tired way too early these days. So it's like every once in a while, it's cool. I prefer this off socializing.
Okay, Graham?
I think it's just that's just
it's
normal.
The norm.
That's
yeah.
just normal, regular life. You just choose to do the times
but here
where
we
you're
go
like,
with Gen
oh,
Z
I'm
thinking
sitting.
They invented everything.
Yeah. It's just like... You just post more about it when you have great seats
that's
at a Giants
a good point.
Game or something, you know, rather than... My buddy came over and we drank a Miller Lite. You know,
like right.
you pick and choose what you post.
And I think maybe because it is tougher for Gen Zers to feel like that connection with other people because everybody is just like online on their phone. So maybe that's why it's different from Gen Zers versus you guys millennials. Because you guys,
why do you say it like that? Like so shady. Like, you guys are millennials.
Yeah.
Technically, I'm sort of a millennial
you
too.
Are
so
one,
I like
by
to, I like to say that you guys are, but. You know, you guys are more used to doing soft socializing versus Gen Zers. So I think they're trying to create that.
Why? Because we've been alive a lot longer?
You said it, not me.
Is that what you were implying?
Maybe.
That's what it sounded like.
Yeah. But soft socializing.
I'm here for it. I love it. Hey, don't forget, we have tickets for Teddy Swims this morning, 7:35, inside our Yup Nope game. Right before that, your chance to win a Chug Mug inside What the Bleep. But we do have today's Hottest Trending. Coming up next, did you guys hear about the Secret Lives of Mormon Wives spinoff?
Yes!
And I'm
no.
excited. I have details coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show, Selena and Graham, Jess. Graham, this is Jeremy from Oakley. You're a millennial, bro?
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Wait, why do you say it like that?
Is he saying it like he thinks I'm what becomes before millennial, Gen X?
One of those Gens.
Do you think I'm that?
The
baby
boomer?
I couldn't tell. Or he's like, or he's surprised to find out I'm a millennial.
Or he thought you were younger? He thought you were like
Gen
Alpha or something?
Yeah, because I'm only 28 and a half. Yeah. Yes, I am a millennial.
All right, Graham, what do you have inside today's Hottest Trend? I need to find out if that was shade or not. Can you please leave another comment?
I'm pretty sure it was, but I'm still trying to figure out which direction it was.
What do you have inside trending?
A major fare hike just been approved for the cable cars here in the city. I want to know if you guys would pay this much to take a ride on one.
All right, that and more is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.
Good morning, David Show. I have a joke for you guys. What do squirrels watch on TV?
What?
Netflix. Happy Squirrel Week and happy Friday, Junior.
That is good.
Netflix.
I love it. By the way, we're the JV Show. Thank you for that.
Not.
I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives is getting a spin-off.
Woo-hoo!
Look,
do we need that?
I've never watched a full episode of Secret Lives of Mormon Wives. I started watching the first episode. I didn't know too much about the show, and oh my God, the potty mouths. On these ladies.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yeah, I can't watch this in front of my young, innocent family. So I had to shut it off and I never put it back on. But entertaining. I suppose. I think I would be into it, if I had watched enough. Jess, you are a fan of the show. Mm-hmm. Are you excited for The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Orange County?
I am. Specifically because there are two women on the cast that mm-hmm. I know.
The only one I've heard of is, and you guys might know her, Bobby Althoff.
Yes.
I don't know if I'm saying her last name
correctly.
Podcaster? Yes, the podcaster slash influencer, I suppose, now. I like her.
There's also a YouTuber who I used to watch back in the day, and her name is Aspen Ovard. And the reason I am interested in this is because she has some juiciness in her relationship. She had a marriage that she broke off, and then she started dating a woman who has a husband. So I think she's dating both of them.
Oh,
it's like a crazy situation, but it's juicy.
I'm listening. Okay, so Secret Lives of Mormon Wives, Orange County, that's going to drop on Hulu later this year. It's also starring, and I don't know. Do you know Macy Neely from the original Secret Lives?
Yes.
Her sister is going to be on the Orange County spinoff. So for anyone that's interested, that's going to be, again, later this year. We need to discuss something that Russell Brand admitted on Megyn Kelly's YouTube show. I'm going to play this clip here.
Europe and in the United Kingdom where I'm from, the age of consent is 16. And I did sleep with a 16-year-old when I was 30. But when I was 30, I was a very different person.
So he was 30 years old, and he's admitting to sleeping with a 16-year-old. But, I mean, it was legal. The age of consent there mm-hmm. is 16, so it's not like he was breaking any rules. But that is still
so young.
Such a huge age gap. That is way, way too young. A lot of people, you know, giving him his props. He's taking full accountability and, you know, looking back at it with a different mindset now that he's 50.
And I was an immature 30-year-old. When there is a strong power differential, as there is when you're a famous man that has the ability to attract women that I had at that time, I think involves exploitation. I think it is exploitative. I recognize that my sexual conduct in the past was selfish and I did not apply enough consideration, barely any, I suppose, really, to how that sex was affecting other people.
I'm glad you said that and you realized that. So a lot of people are like, good, I'm glad that he's saying this. The other portion of people are like, well, this is Katy Perry's ex-husband. This tracks.
Nice. Oh, I totally forgot about that.
How can you forget? Yeah. So is this what they did when they were married? We talked yesterday about Katy Perry kissing that 14-year-old, trying to.
Yeah. And he's out there with 16-year-olds.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you hear him talk about that and, like, I think... I mean, I do sort of applaud him. I mean, you know, it's awful behavior, obviously, but I do applaud that he is acknowledging it now, to use a baby show term. Like, he is fully acknowledging it. It does seem like he is now looking back at all what he did in the past through a much more mature lens mm-hmm. than he was. And I mean, and he was right. He probably was a very immature 30-year-old, but most guys are, but we don't do what he was doing. But again,
but it's like, how would you even know it's wrong if that's the age of consent? You're like, well, it's legal.
It's legal. And, you know, I mean,
that's like guys now getting with 18-year-olds. They don't see anything wrong with it because the person's 18.
But I also think, like, the key element, and he acknowledges this as well, is that he was a big celebrity, you know.
The power dynamic
is totally different than it is for the rest of us, just norms.
Yes.
So, I mean, I'm glad he's recognizing this because I think it,
no, same.
It probably, hopefully, helps shed a little light on some
stuff. Right. Yeah. All right, Grammy, what do you have?
All right, on Tuesday this week, the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, the SFMTA, as we like to call them, their board of directors unanimously approved some new fare increases for the cable cars here in the city. This does ultimately have to get approved by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, but for it to fully go into effect. But if it does, starting January 4th, 2027, that is next year, the cost for a single ride on a cable car will rise from $9 to $12. Look, that's a significant increase. I don't think it will deter riders, but that's a big jump. But listen to this. In early 2028, just a year later, a cable car ride is going to jump all the way up to $18. So 9 to 12 next year, then 12 to 18 next year. Would you guys take a cable car ride at $18 a person? Selena, you hop on there with your family of how many of you? Like 8, 9?
Yeah, no, I'm not spending like $100. No.
That is a crazy $18 for a cable car ride. The SFMTA says they are still facing an ongoing financial crisis and budget shortfall. Ridership is still at 75% of pre-pandemic numbers across all their agencies, but, you know, the buses and everything like that. But and cable cars being one of them, and they need to figure out how to shore up those funds. So this is one of the ways to increase revenue and close that budget shortfall. $18 cable car rides?
This is how they get more people riding.
All right, okay. Tell me.
I'm cable listening. Car karaoke.
Oh, with drinks.
Yes, an Come open on. Bar.
Yes.
No, that would that's got to be okay, cash well, okay. bar because we've got to make money.
Well, at least the karaoke part.
Does the karaoke cost extra? Is that included your $18 ticket?
It just comes with it. Because one time, hear me out. One time I was in Napa, right? And we were like out there and we were like drinking and stuff.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And then we got in an Uber back to our hotel and the Uber had like backseat karaoke. Funnest thing ever. And it wasn't like an extra charge. It just came with the car.
So you guys were just belting out tunes the entire time?
Yeah, a lot of Keisha Cole. A lot of Keisha Cole.
I was going to ask if you had to hop up and do a karaoke song, what would it be? A Keisha Cole song. All right.
Yeah. So, they should honestly consider that.
That's a great idea.
But don't you, when you're on the cable car, don't you want to be like seeing the sights and looking out to Alcatraz and stuff as the cable car climbs the hill? You don't want to be.
Yeah, I guess, yes.
Okay. I'm not opposed to the idea.
Just consider it. That's it. Just think about it.
I'll send an email over to the SFMTA for you.
All right. Coming up next on the JV Show, your chance to win a chug mug inside What the Bleep.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. Graham, can you let me know what acknowledging means? I think you're making up that word. Anyways, have a good day, y'all.
We were just talking about Russell Brandt and
Brandt.
How do you say his name?
Brand.
Brand. And he was talking about some of the things that he did in his past. And I said, yes, he is finally, you know, it's nice to hear him acknowledging them.
Yep. Do you want to give some context to that?
I think we have one more talk back. And then
Graham, what's going on? Are you, like, making up words now? Acknowledging? That's not a word. It's acknowledged, not acknowledging. Come on, man. Don't be just making up words.
So here's the thing about that.
Look, and holy tidal wave of talkback. Several.
Really?
There was just a couple.
God.
I'm glad everybody is paying attention and listening close. But how close of attention are you paying? And look, I can't expect everyone to know this, but I will. A little piece of JV Show lore and one of our favorite drops on this show. And I'm going to play it now. And this is where the word came from. Is Selena telling a story a few years back.
So he is apologizing, but is also acknowledging.
And Selena invented the word acknowledging right here on these airwaves. And so I used it there in that last story as a joke. But people are like baffled. And look, I'm glad people are paying attention and listening
close.
It's
like a combination of like apologize and acknowledge.
Yeah.
And it was invented by accident, but now it's become just part of our vocabulary here.
And I love it.
And in 3-4 years from now, when Webster's Dictionary announces, you know, every year they announce all the different words that they're adding to the dictionary. And when they add acknowledging to the dictionary, you will know that our very own Selena started it right
How
here
do we submit that?
On the JV Show. But everyone needs to start weaving it into conversations like I just did. But everyone was like, ha, ha, that's not what
that's
you
not
idiot.
A word.
It was just a little joke, guys. Just a little jokey joke.
All right. Let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, if you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. The first person to get it right is going to win today's JV Show chug mug. Are you dill holes ready for today's clip?
Yep.
When a goes on for way longer than you expected, you can't tell your partner that you wish it would wrap up, especially if they're enjoying it.
Facts.
Yeah. No, you just let them keep.
Yeah, you suck it up.
Let him keep what? What?
What did you say? No. Watch your mouth.
Like, yeah. This is a family
mouth.
Show. All right, think about that bleeped out word. Do the opposite of what Jess just did and
you
keep
know what I mean.
It clean. This is a family show. Leave us your guess on that talkback mic. Leave us your name and your city along with the guest because we want to be able to acknowledge you and where you're from. And first correct answer of the morning, though, is the only one that's going to get a JV Show chug mug.
That's right.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
All right, back to What the Bleep, where you can win a chug mug. You just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you have a guess, leave it on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right is today's winner. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When a
goes on for way longer than you expected, you can't tell your partner that you wish it would wrap up, especially if they're enjoying it.
Oh, yeah.
Good gotta
point. Let them enjoy.
Do you have to what, Jess?
Let them enjoy.
Yeah.
Suck
yeah.
it up.
All right, let's go to your guesses.
Hey, JV Show. This is Julie from Bay Point. I think the missing word is movie. Have a great day.
Great. Mm. Yes.
That's a good one. And it's true. But sometimes I don't say that I'm not enjoying it, but my actions do because
start
I fall
scrolling.
Asleep.
Yeah,
I fall, fall asleep.
You, fall, you turn your head the other way and just kind of gently fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. It's Jared from San Bruno. My guess for today's Bleep That Word is commercial.
Commercial?
Get really invested in that Allstate commercial. Like, I gotta, hey, hang on. I got to see how this one ends.
I guess so.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Hannah from San Francisco. My guess for the Bleep That Word is when a sports game goes on for too long. Have a happy Thursday.
When a game goes on too long.
That's a great guess. Because those take forever to just be over.
I know, and it'll be like, oh, 4 minutes left on the clock. No, that's going to be like 37.
Yeah, 4 minutes is 45 minutes. Like, don't blame us guys. Blame the advertising industry.
Yes.
They squeeze as many commercials in there as they can and so many timeouts.
I know. All right, great guesses so far. Not the right word yet. So if you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeart app. We are going to play more guesses coming up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Thursday. We're playing What the Bleep, where you have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly. As always, when you think you know what that bleeped out word is, leave your guess on the Talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. First person to get it right wins a chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it.
When goes on for way longer than you expected, you can't tell your partner that you wish it would wrap up, especially if they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
You just got to
power through.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to your guesses. Remember,
pumping.
This is always something family friendly, Graham.
Hey, JV Show. This is Candace from Santa Clara. I was thinking the missing word is date night. Hopefully that's right. Have a great day, you all.
Date night? I love a date night.
That's two
if
words.
If anything, I want it to last longer.
I know. The guys, they're the ones that are like, wrap it up already.
Yeah, let's get to the home activity.
Hey.
Hi, this is Nelly from Hayward. My guess would be song. Like when a song takes too long and you're kind of just there waiting. All right, thank you.
I guess that's a good one. Have you ever had somebody like, oh my God, you have to hear this song? Or like, wait, you've never heard this. Let me play it for you. And it's like a 5 minute long song. You're like,
it just
all right.
Drags.
Yeah.
And the song sucks.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, JV Show. This is Anna calling from South City. Is the Bleep That Word show? Thank you. Have a great day.
Ooh, good guess.
Very good guess.
That's a good one.
But not it.
Mm-mm.
Hi, JV Show. This is Tatiana from San Pablo. And I want to guess if the Bleep That Word is concert. Like if a concert goes long, maybe you don't like the artist so much.
Mm.
Okay. Have a good day.
There it is. All right, so here's today's clip unbleeped.
When a concert goes on for way longer than you expected, you can't tell your partner that you wish it would wrap up, especially if they're enjoying it.
Yeah.
You've been standing up the whole time, your legs are tired, you're like, I don't know any of these songs, can we get out of here? And then you look over and your person's just having the time of their life.
Yeah, and if they're standing, you have to stand.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You can't sit if they're dancing along.
Mm-hmm. It's part of being in a relationship.
Yeah, if they're dancing, then you have to dance, too.
Yeah, you're all beat because you don't even know the song.
Yeah, you're like, I don't even like this music. Has everyone been in that awkward moment? Yes.
Yeah.
Are you a big concert dancer? I'm not going to ask Selena because I know the answer is no. Jess, are you a big concert dancer?
I feel like I am. So Ruben has to, you know, put up with that. And the thing is, for me, if I don't see him dancing to the same level that I'm dancing, then I'm like, wait, are you not enjoying it? And he's like, no, I'm having a great time.
I'd enjoy it more if I was sitting down. All right, let's give some shout-outs. First, Tatiana in San Pablo. What's up, Tatiana? What's up? She had the very first correct answer this morning. She's going to get herself a brand new JV Show chug mug. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. Our buddy Leo in San Jose had it. So did Anna and Richard in Los Baños. What's up, Anna and Richard? Los Baños. We've argued that before.
Yeah.
And then our buddy Nate in Hayward came with the correct answer as well. Anybody else squeak one in at the last minute,
yes.
Jess, that I have not yet seen?
Simone in Clear Lake.
Wow, JV Show number one in Clear Lake.
Yes.
Appreciate you, Simone.
Because of you. Thank you.
Albert in Hayward.
JV Show clearly number one there in the stack.
And Elaine in Hayward.
Elaine in Hayward. Look at that. Look at you,
all
Hayward.
Right. Thank you, everyone, for playing. We'll do it again tomorrow morning, same time right here on the JV Show. Wait,
Selena, really quick. Yeah. If you did not win a Chug Mug and you've been trying for a long time to win one, let me enlighten you on another way you could possibly get your hands on one. Because this Saturday from noon to 2, yours truly, me, I will be out live at the brand new grand opening of the AT&T store here in Union Square in San Francisco, 1 Powell Street. Again, noon to 2. We're going to be out there celebrating the grand opening of the store, but I'm bringing a big old box of Chug Mugs. If you want to come say hi, take a picture, whatever, you know, check out the store, grab a Chug Mug, please do. I encourage you to come say hi. So noon to 2.
This Saturday. Love it.
1 Powell Street here in the city.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Okay, so Grandma's telling me we got a talk back from Ivan. If you missed it yesterday, Ivan challenged me to a splits challenge. And whoever cannot do the splits and, you know, whatever the deadline is that we decide on would have to chug.
What is up, you guys? It's your buddy Ivan from New York. And I previously just sent a talk back with the missing word, but I've been acknowledging that I shouldn't probably send two topics in one talk back. But this message is for Selena. I just caught up with the podcast and maybe I could do the splits, maybe not. But hey, Selena, I guess that's part of the contest, right? So are you in or are you out?
I can't give a definite answer yet because I'm not going to set myself up for failure. How about this?
Okay.
I need to see a picture of you. And now I feel like from then I can gauge whether or not, you know, how flexible someone is.
Selena, there's not a chance in the world he can already do the splits.
What if there is? What if he's been doing gymnastics his entire life?
I don't think so.
But yeah, but is it possible? You can't rule it out.
It's in the realm of possibility, okay. But it's like 0.00001%.
You don't know that. I feel like you got this, though. Like, we're just much more flexible than men are.
Yeah, I think you have the advantage here on this one.
I don't know. Can you send me a DM? I just want to check out your page.
All right, slide into Selena's DMs with a full body picture, if you will. That's not creepy at all.
Close on, please. Close on. Thank you very much. All right, let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
Oh, this is Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. Good morning. You're on to play our Yup Nope game. You know we got these Teddy Swims tickets on the line for you today. Are you with somebody?
I am. I'm with my daughter. We're on the way to school right now, and we have been trying to connect with you guys for a long time, so we're very excited.
You made it.
You've connected. Destiny, and does daughter have a name?
She does.
My name's Ellie.
Hi, ladies. All right, so let's get right to it. We're going to ask you 4 trivia questions. You just got to get 3 corrects, and if you can do that, y'all are checking out Teddy Swims. Are you ready?
We're ready.
Yeah. Here we go. Question number 1. What is the name of the city that the wizard lived in The Wizard of Oz?
Albuquerque.
Emerald City.
Went to all the vowels.
Nice job. All right. Question number 1 correct. Now on to question number 2. On the pH scale, what number represents neutral?
Five?
No.
No.
That's a good guess.
7. No, 7 is the neutral number on the pH scale.
It's all good because you're allowed to miss 1. Here we go with question number 3. Florida shares a border with 2 other U.S. states. Can you just name one of them?
Wait, can you say the question again, please?
Yeah, Florida, like the state of Florida, shares a border with 2 other U.S. states. Name one of them.
Come on, Ellie.
I think one is...
Come on, Mom.
I believe, like, Tennessee.
I know. I'm going to go South Carolina.
I'm going to quit the show.
No.
Tennessee also.
We were looking for, you could have said either Alabama or Georgia.
Yeah. There's even that. There's even a band, Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, wow. That's where that came from.
Mind blown.
Are you being serious right now?
Dead serious.
That's okay.
Dead ass, as the kids say.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, my God. I'm shook.
Florida, Georgia okay. line. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. It all makes sense now.
Yes. Okay. Question number. We're all learning something today on the JV show. Everybody open up a map from time to time. All right. Question number four. Squirrels have four of what body part that continuously grows throughout their entire lives? I actually talked about this earlier on the show.
I learned this on Mark Rober. So,
oh, great.
Their tail?
Their tail keeps growing?
Their nails?
Do they have four tails?
Their nails, yeah.
Nope.
Oh, their nails.
Teeth. Their teeth continuously grow. They have four teeth. They're two uppers and two bottom teeth.
That's okay.
They continuously grow throughout their lives.
Good guess. Good try. yeah, you guys did not win this morning's
thank
JV
you so
show.
Much.
Yeah,
no, we did not.
No,
did
you not. Didn't. But thank you for being on.
Bye.
Wait, don't hang up. Don't hang up.
We won't hang up.
Okay, good. Thought I almost lost you there. Hang on. You're very welcome. Jess is going to talk to you from the next room. Hang on there.
Oof, that didn't go well. Son of a Florida-Georgia line.
All right, Graham, you got some shout-outs?
You know we do. First one here. Good morning, Graham. I'm sliding into your DMs again for like 5 years in a row. Nice. I want to see if you can give my daughter a shout-out. Happy birthday, Ariana. Hope you have a wonderful day. Mommy.
I'm a mommy.
Daddy.
I'm a daddy.
And Emmy and Kayla, love you so much, chicken. Thank you. Yes, happy, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. My name is Sarah from San Leandro. I want to wish my sister Annie a very happy birthday. I want to thank her for everything she does for my family and that we love her very much. And happy birthday to her. Thank you, Graham. Yes, happy, happy birthday, Annie.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Another one here. Hi, JV Show. This is... Now, bear with me. There's a lot of phonetic pronunciations here. Hi, JV Show. This is Shripriya and... Kieran's three daughters sliding into your DMs to wish a happy 17th anniversary to their parents. We love you so much. Aww. Hope that you have a great day. And remember that we always be here for you. Thank you. Yes. Happy anniversary there.
Who gives a fart?
17th anniversary. Morning, Graham. My name is Edwin, and I would like to wish my beautiful and intelligent wife, Andrea Torres, a happy born day. It was yesterday, and I forgot to write you. My bad. Mm-hmm. LOL. Ileana and I are so grateful to have her in our life, and we'll take some shots while in Reno this weekend for our daughter's volleyball tournament. Go Gators! And New York Knicks? They play volleyball? Didn't know that. Anyways, who gives a fart?
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can you please wish my daughter Jade a happy 13th birthday? You are officially a teenager now. Hope you have an amazing day. Can't wait to celebrate you at Disneyland. Love,
nice.
Mom. Yes, happy birthday, Jade. Have fun.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Hi, I was wondering if you could wish my dad a happy birthday. It was on Tuesday, but I could not figure out how to send a message. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school. Can you please tell him we love him so much and he's the best dad ever? That is from Ella and Liv. They didn't include his name, but I'm assuming he goes by Dad, so happy birthday, Dad.
Who gives a fart?
One final one here. Hi, Graham. Can you please wish my son Cole a happy birthday? He's turning the big 8 today. He's our big baseballer, although he struck out 3 times last night. Swing the bat! He's really the funniest, sweetest, and best little brother in the whole world. We love you to the furthest galaxy and back. Love Mom, Dad, and big bros Colin and Connor. Yes, happy, happy
Woo!
Birthday, Cole.
Happy birthday.
Hope you have a great day. Yeah, swing the bat, bro. Seriously, don't strike out. But also...
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, so Drake fans are trolling Kendrick Lamar. Now, yesterday we talked about finally getting the release date for Drake's upcoming and much-anticipated Iceman album, May 15th, by the way, is when it drops. So after that info got out, Drake fans immediately took to Instagram and they started flooding Kendrick's comments with Ice Cube emojis. Do you guys think there's going to be a Kendrick Lamar diss on the album?
I don't think so. I think it would be smart for him to not bring that up again.
I think there's going to be something.
There's going to be a mention in there, right?
He will not let the Not Like Us lawsuit go. Remember he tried to sue for defamation?
Yeah.
Like, he will not let this go. So that's why I do think there is going to be, there's going to be something on the album about Kendrick. Maybe not direct, but, you know, fans are always out here, you know, putting their FBI hats on and, like, deciphering. It's going to be one of those.
There'll be some Easter eggs about it. For sure.
Yes. And because, and I know for a fact he's still not over this, because after the defamation lawsuit he filed was dismissed by a federal judge because, you know, freedom of speech and it was just a diss track and whatnot, he just filed an appeal this week.
So, oh my God.
He's still trying to make this something. But should we write it in our prediction journal?
Oh, yes.
Will there be a Kendrick diss on the album?
I'm going to say no.
I mean, there's gonna, I say that there will be some mention whether or not it'll be one full diss track, one full song dedicated to it.
I don't think there's going to be a line. There's going to be something in there.
I think he, you know, when you're that level celebrity, you're surrounded with yes people, and the rest of us on the outside are like, don't do it, bro. You've taken enough L's on this. But people around him are like, yes, you should do it. Yeah, yeah, totally. Go for it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're, you got
so
yes you, people.
So, Graham, you're saying yes, but it won't be, like, obvious?
I don't think it's going to be a full... I think there will be some mentions and or like Easter eggs that you got to decipher, but I don't think it's going to be a full one standalone diss track.
Okay.
All right. Let me know what you guys think about this. Blake Lively is saying this one thing cannot be left out of her upcoming trial against Justin Baldoni. The comments about her weight. Remember when they were about to film one of the scenes in It Ends With Us? And it was a scene where Justin had to lift Blake up in the air. And he calls her personal trainer beforehand to ask how much she weighed. He says because he had back problems and he needed to be really careful about how much she was lifting. And Blake got so mad. Now, she says these weight-related comments need to be heard by the jury because they are absolutely relevant to the case. While Justin claims it's not relevant and would prejudice a jury, he says the call to the trainer has no connection to the smear campaign she claims he ran against her. A judge hasn't ruled on this yet, but what do you guys think? Should this be allowed? I don't think it has any connection to any of this.
I don't think so either. And I think if I had a back injury, I would want to be careful too.
I think I would as well. By the way, to further prove that Justin ran a smear campaign against her, Blake claims that she hired an expert who determines there are more than 176 million impressions of her online, calling her a mean girl and a bully. And she says this is because Justin, you know, started all this talk that she's mean. And as a result of this being the narrative, she lost out on millions. So she's seeking damages in the range of $142 million all the way up to $300 million.
But he can't be the one that's solely responsible for pointing out her mean girl behavior, because there were other interviews and things that surfaced. Yeah, maybe people went looking for him after he mentioned it, but that was your own behavior, and he's not liable for your own behavior prior to you even meeting him. You know, you were being a mean girl long before that.
Or is he the ones that dug up those old interviews and that's how they resurfaced?
Yeah, doesn't matter though if they were already.
Yeah, it's something that you did, and it's on video.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with that. All right, Grammy, let's get this update.
All right, the New England Patriots organization has announced that head coach Mike Vrabel is going to be skipping day 3 of the NFL draft. The NFL draft, by the way, gets underway tonight. All eyes on the Las Vegas Raiders, formerly of Oakland, as they have the first overall pick and are expected to select quarterback Fernando Mendoza, which is super exciting. Just hopefully they don't screw up that kid's career. But back to Mike Vrabel. He's going to miss day 3 of the draft because he said, quote, I promised my family, this organization, and this team that I was going to give them the best version of me that I can possibly give them. In order to do so, I've committed to seeking counseling starting this weekend. Now, let me just let you in on just a little thing. The NFL draft is like the biggest deal of the offseason. Right. You want your head coach there. You want all your members of your organization involved in the picks. Even though day 3, look, those are lower level picks, it doesn't matter. The head coach, this is one of your priorities and responsibilities. And he's just suddenly going to go seek counseling? But why? You said that you and Diana Rossini, after those pictures surfaced of you at an adults-only resort in Arizona, those were just by chance. There were other people there hanging out with us.
Friendly visit.
Yeah, that was nothing. Totally taken out of context. I'm confused. Which is it? Why do you need to go seek counseling? This news of him skipping the draft comes just one day after his first meeting, really, with the media, and he said that he has had, quote, difficult conversations with people that I care about, with my family, the organization, the coaches, and the players. I don't get it. Why do you have to have difficult conversations with your family if this was totally nothing? You guys were just happened to be in the same swimming pool in your swimsuits next to each other. It was nothing, right? Oh, wait. We know Diana Rossini, we've talked about this. She has since resigned from The Athletic, although that organization says they are still investigating her involvement in this whole thing because, again, if you're canoodling with the head coach of a team, it's a bad look on your supposed independent
journalism. I wish they would just be honest. Just say what it is. You messed up or whatever. Take accountability so we can all just move on.
I know. The lying, the just immediate lying. I mean, they came out with the lies like and statements like so quickly that were just, I think, flat out lies. It's interesting that the NFL has declined to pursue any sort of conduct violation and is not investigating Mike Vrabel at all. Shouldn't this be something? Again, Mike Vrabel married to somebody else and Diana Rossini married to somebody else. Yeah. Both married people.
I feel like the NFL doesn't really care about like that. Because I feel like for her, her credibility was on the line. I guess his was too, in a way. But I feel like the NFL is just going to like look past it.
The NFL would love to sweep this under the rug. But if you are manipulating trade value for your players and things like this, there's some, in my mind, there is some tampering that could go on here. Because she's given privilege to stories or maybe insight into injuries of players and stuff like that. And that is tampering. I don't know. Anyways, NFL draft tonight. Raiders fans. Be excited.
Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Yes!
It's a new drop.
Okay.
I just added it.
Whenever
we're
really, really excited, that's what we're going to play.
Yes!
It's a Throwback Thursday on Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. Woo!
Woo-hoo!
Yes!
Yes!
The JV Show here. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
We got your crazy cash right now. It's $1,000. Graham, what's this hour's keyword?
This hour's nationwide keyword. This is a tricky one. You guys got to make sure you know how to spell it. Deposit. Take the keyword deposit over to wild949.com. Enter it there and you might win $1,000 in crazy cash.
Yes!
Good luck.
Good luck.
Hey, Graham, I was on Reddit and the post was, what famous celebrities have you seen walking around Marin? Of course, everyone says Sean Penn, James Hetfield, Robin Williams, George Lucas. And then there's one guy that says, I once saw Graham Herbert walking around downtown. Hilarious. I laughed hard because it was awesome. All right, man. You guys have a great day.
Wait, did they have a picture too? Like, are they stalking you?
Okay, so I went on Reddit because I was like, there's no way anybody in their right mind would ever write my name down next to the likes of Robin Williams.
George Lucas. Come on.
And different celebrities that have lived in Marin. And look, there were a lot of comments on this one thread on Reddit that was posted a few days ago. I mean, people talking about, Barry Bonds and all these just iconic people. And if you scroll down far enough, which I did, there's a one post from a guy named Mac T. This is not me on Reddit. He said, I never saw him in person, but I heard Graham Herbert lived in San Rafael. Funniest guy on the radio in the AM. Look, I appreciate that.
Wow.
Very complimentary, but also,
so nice.
Are you smoking crack? I'm not. Don't, my name doesn't.
Don't do that, by the way, kids.
Don't put me in this. Don't put me.
That's hilarious.
Anywhere near this.
Are you a little bit flattered?
I'm flattered by the part he said, funniest guy on the radio in the AM. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate you listening to the show. Mac T on Reddit. But also, like, are you smoking crack, bro? Like, don't do that, kid. Yeah, don't do that. But yeah, I don't belong on this list, but there is a Reddit thread and that is, I can't verify that was posted on there. That gave
me
a good
laugh.
I did live in San Rafael for, I don't know what, seven or eight years. Oh, yeah, no, for sure. I'm going to make it into a t-shirt. I'm going to put it as my background, as my profile picture, everything.
Hey, really quick, I wanted your guys' thoughts on this. Would you, and Jess, you don't have kids, but Graham, you have kids. I have kids, not together, separate families. Would you ever, and look, nobody loves Snoop Dogg more than me and Graham.
Right.
Would you ever take your kid to a Snoop Dogg show?
At their current ages, not a chance.
So Snoop came under fire, and if you haven't seen this video, JB Morning Show, it's on our Instagram story. I'm not sure where the show is at. He's performing, and he was getting so much backlash yesterday because he brought a kid up on stage to dance. This is a young child that is on stage dancing, having the time of their life, which is fine, but there is also a stripper on stage.
Oh.
Doing some tricks on the pole.
Nice.
Just a few feet away.
Okay. Yeah.
Got a lot of backlash. Snoop responded in the comments, under fire, thumbs down. Her father let her get on stage, thumbs up emoji. She was dancing all night. I let a fan have fun. Her parents were there. Sorry, try again and carry on. Now, when I was talking about my daughter wanting to go to the Cardi B show and I was like, absolutely not. You guys were like, why? Take her. Look, I went to the Cardi show and I am glad my daughter was not there. I didn't see any children there and they shouldn't have been there.
Yeah.
But funny that you wouldn't let your kid go to a Snoop Dogg show.
Ooh. What do you have to say?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you.
Directing
Graham,
that at me?
Yes.
I think the Snoop Dogg show is slightly safer than maybe the Cardi show.
So but... why not take your kids?
But at a Snoop Dogg show, you know that there's like smoke all up in the air.
Yeah. You're no okay. stems, no so seeds, no sticks. Some of that real sticky. Icky.
Ooh, ooh, wait.
Put it in the air.
Yeah. No, I'd like to retract my statement earlier when I said that you should let your daughter go to the Cardi B show. It sounded like she would have had a great time there. Did I say that? I don't think I would have said that.
Yes, you did.
I would have said I wouldn't let my daughter go to that show. But yeah, your daughter,
you
sure.
Say, yeah, you did say that.
Your daughter's a little older.
So it's still not appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that I would. There's a lot of concerts I wouldn't bring my kids to. It, not necessarily, you know, like a Cardi show or something. There's just like, it's just loud and people's. I'm just talking about crowd behavior, you know, things I don't want them to see and witness and smell and be a part of just in the crowd at a most normal concert.
Especially a Snoop Dogg show. Like, you're going there expecting to get contact. I don't want that for my child.
And then I'm definitely not letting him get up on stage.
No, absolutely not. And
although, if your kid's in the crowd and Snoop Dogg points him out, like, oh, let's bring her up here. Oh, she's dancing so cute. You would say no. I would probably say yes at that point.
If I was already making the poor decision to take my kid there in the first place, at that point, fine. Go on stage and dance.
Yeah.
No. But I don't think this is Snoop's fault. The backlash, I don't think that's on him. I think more so the parent.
Right, exactly. They'd already, parental consent that they're there in the crowd and then parental consent to bring them up on stage.
I guess so, but I mean, Snoop could have just not brought the child up on stage too.
Yeah, I'm sure the crowd loved it though.
Yeah, and he made that kid's life. You know, he's not, if the parent's okay that the kid's dancing next to a stripper, then that's all that matters.
I guess not.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Jess is right. Zara Larsson is going to be the it girl this summer. I mean, my 8-year-old daughter always asks me to play her music, and Midnight Sun is such a good song. You guys should listen to it. I'm sure it's been played on 94.9. But yeah, she's going to be definitely the it girl this summer.
Are you convinced now? Jess has been saying that for some time, Selena, that Zara Larsson is going to be the it girl this summer.
Yeah.
She's going to have the biggest songs, and everybody's going to be, you know, pumping her music at all the parties. There you go. There's some more evidence right there. What do you think?
I'm not fully convinced yet that Zara Larsson is going to be the it girl, but I'm leaning slightly more towards, okay, it could happen, maybe. More so than I was before when Jess first brought this
guys,
to us. But I'm not completely sold.
It's going to happen. Okay, listen to this. May 1st, right?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She has a new project coming out with all the girlies. And it's titled
like
Girls Trip. Okay, I'm talking Shakira.
Okay.
Who gives a fart?
Pink Panthers.
Okay. Who gives a fart?
Madison Beer.
Who gives a fart?
Tyla.
Who gives a fart?
Kehlani.
Okay.
Who gives a fart?
Okay, I guess you don't care about any of them.
I want to retract the who gives a fart for Kehlani, but everybody else.
But if it's like an album of all the girlies, it's called Girls Trip, you know it's going to have that summer vibe. And I told, I you know what, I'm not going to say it yet. I'll say it after it becomes the song of the summer.
It's coming out May 1st?
Coming out May 1st.
Oh, Selena, you might be wrong on this one. Zara Larsson. If I'm speeding.
So you're sold. Do you think that she's the new, or she's going to be the it girl and have the it record of the summer?
I mean, after hearing that, her odds, the Vegas odds have just gone up.
You know who I think is going to be the it girl of the summer and have like the song of the summer? Kehlani.
Oh, she does have an album dropping tomorrow.
I know.
Tomorrow?
That's who I think is going to have it.
Oh, dang.
You know who's going to be the it girly who also has an album dropping tomorrow?
Who?
Who's not a girly? Noah Kahan. His album comes out tomorrow. So for me, that's going to be the it guy.
The it guy.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Who gives a fart?
How did we get so late here? Too much talking, too much having fun. We are going to kick off our meeting in the ladies' room next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Nancy. I have my son Kevin in the car this morning. He's on his way to take your kid to work day. He's so excited, though, because he never gets to hear meeting in the ladies' room. Jinx. So, we love you guys.
Bye.
Someone a culture it. Pop in that car.
Also, how cool, take your kids to work day. Do you think maybe one of these days I can bring my gaggle in?
Ooh.
My kids have been begging me to bring them in.
Bring them. I would
really
love that.
Really, though?
Yes, bring them one day over
maybe
summer.
Maybe you both bring them the same day.
Yes.
We'll just have Jess run a full-on daycare.
The chaos that's been going on.
Jess hates kids.
Where's my jewelry?
Can we talk? Have you guys ever heard of the good seat at a restaurant? The good seat. So the good seat is considered like the more outside seat that would be facing inwards to the restaurant. Like, you know how you walk in and they have like booths.
So
like
not facing the wall, in other words.
Yes. And they have like the booths all around the end. And like, but only half of that table is booth seats. And that's like the one up against the wall. And then the other side is like a chair.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You're facing the wall or a window or whatever. So that booth seat facing the center of the restaurant, that is considered the good seat. And apparently, men are supposed to give their ladies the good seat when going to a restaurant. This is just like one little way to still prove that chivalry is alive these days. It's a simple gesture, but it goes a long way, according to this etiquette expert. Graham.
Yes.
Oh, and this etiquette expert goes on to say that this should be extended to any woman, whether it's your mom, your sister, you're going out with your aunt, it's a colleague. You should always give them the good seat. Graham, do you give your wife the good seat?
I love the good seat, you guys. I love it. It's so much more interesting staring out and people watching the rest of the bar, or the restaurant, or wherever you're at than staring at the wall. But I always give my wife first seat selection. If she wants to select, if we're into a place and with the first pick in the
seat draft,
my wife selects, and she'll generally select the booth side, like you talked about. She'll generally select the good side. I always give her the cushioned seat because that always is the booth side. The other side's that hard wooden chair. It's never as comfortable, and it's always facing the wrong way. I always sit in that one, and I offer my wife that seat. Always. I thought everybody did that.
Yeah,
it varies.
Yeah, I always go for the booth side because it's cushioned. I want to be looking, people watching, looking into the restaurant and stuff. But I'm like thinking back to the last time I went out to eat with my husband and the kids. And
with the first pick in the seat draft you selected?
He selected the first pick and he took the good seat.
And but you know with what? With the second selection in the seat draft you selected?
So then I had to pick the one across from him.
Oh.
No, let me step in, though, because I actually think there's a good reason why sometimes they select.
I was going to say, and if I were to ask him why he chose that spot, I know exactly what he would say.
What?
He's very more observant. He's that too, but he's very observant, and he wants to... watch. He goes into like full on protective mode. So he wants to watch like the exits, who's coming in, who's going out, and like if a case anything goes down.
I understand that. I mean, my brother-in-law is a cop, and he won't sit in a seat with his back to the door.
That's exactly
of a restaurant.
How
he's got to always be facing that direction. I understand that, but just at a baseline comfort thing, you have to give your lady the more comfortable seat, and it's always the one that's facing into the restaurant because it's the booth side, the cushion side, whatever. Yeah. Chair side sucks.
Ruben always has to, like, Selena, like you said, like your man, he always has to face the door. He always has to see, like, what is happening. And
so you ladies are just sitting in that hard-ass wooden chair, just face staring the wall while he's looking at the ocean view and the rest of the ladies that work in the restaurant, who are hot, by the way.
Yeah.
Sometimes we switch.
Wow.
But there was one instance where it paid off that he sits that way because we were at a restaurant.
A burglary?
No, well, we were at a restaurant and I'm in my own world. I'm like, you know, chatting it up. And I noticed that he's like not paying attention to me at that point because he's looking at the door. And there was a guy that like, he was acting very erratic. He walked in. He was like trying to get through to the back, like trying to get through the kitchen. I don't know what he was telling the staff. So right away he was like, we need to go. We leave.
Did he pay the bill?
You guys dined and dashed?
No, we had already finished.
Okay.
But we get in his car, and that guy went through the back door and was trying to open different cars. And he was trying to open my car, so if I had gone in my car, he would have tried to, like, open it. I don't know. It was a whole crazy situation. But I was like, dang, I had no clue that any of this was going on. And even if I had been sitting in that seat looking at the door, I would have paid no attention.
I'm the same way, too. I feel like, oh, that's something weird going on. Anyways, back to my drink.
Okay, so you guys actively want to sit in the worst seat. This is good news because the other seat is way more comfortable. And like I said, the waitresses are there.
If we're with other people, there are times where I'll sit next to him in that booth seat. If it's just us two, we're not doing the two people on one side. I refuse.
But if I'm on a double date and this just happened the other night, then I would give the both ladies the good seat and us guys would sit on the other side.
Really? If we're, yes. If we're on a double date, I'm sitting next to my man.
Oh, never. We're across. We'd be across.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, we're sideways.
I mean, it's not always. Yeah. I guess not always, but in the event that there is a much more comfortable seat, and again, that's usually the one facing in, I would offer that one to the other lady.
I love
lady
that. My husband don't care about that.
Oh, so he'd just plop down there and watch her sit on that hard-ass wooden seat.
Well, he cares about her safety.
I think it's all about getting the more comfortable seat in the seat draft.
I think it's a little bit of both. Definitely is. Anyways, good to know that you know about the good seat.
And I love the good seat.
And will you do this? You'll do this for any woman in your life.
Yeah.
So if we us three, the JV show, we went out to like breakfast afterwards, you'd let me and Jess have the good seat?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
So there have been times when my wife has selected the bad seat. And I'm like, you know, this is not the good, but whatever. If that's the seat she wants, I let her always make the first pick in the seat draft.
I love it. Graham, I know you wanted to talk about something called fart salad.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Let's save that for a little after the 9 o'clock hour.
It's a new thing.
We have to get to today's hottest trending coming up next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about the good seat. According to an etiquette expert, men should be giving up the good seat at restaurants to their lady or their mom or whoever, you know, whatever woman they're with at the restaurant. The good seat is that booth-style seat on the outer edge of the restaurant, not like the wooden chair that scoots in on the other end.
Happy Thursday, guys. So I used to have a boyfriend that loved to sit next to me. And till this day, I swear, I think that is the weirdest thing. It is cool, like on a double date, yes, but we got to sit across. And I do like to look at the door. I'm a big Sopranos fan, and I believe you learned that also in The Sopranos, that you never have your back to the door in a restaurant. So I'm not sure if that's where that comes from, fellas. But yes, good job, Graham.
Yeah. You give your wife the good seat.
You got to allow them the first. She doesn't always take the good seat, but you got to allow them the first pick in the seat draft.
Hey, guys. This is Amber from Fairfield. And about the good seat, my husband does that, and he also will not let my back be towards the door. And he also will have it to where me and my daughter are walking on the inside and not the outside of the street. So chivalry is not dead. Have a good day. Bye.
Oh, I love that.
How about that? The sidewalk thing. Do your men always walk street side just in case a car hops the curb? It'll take them out first and they can protect you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, when if me and my husband walked on the sidewalk? I feel like it's been a long time.
I don't know if I 100% do that, instinctually do that or not. I feel like I do that more so with my kids.
Yeah, definitely with the kids. I do that as well.
Back to the seat draft. Not only does my husband always pick the good seat, but I get left in the bad seat with two high chairs on either side of me with toddlers in them.
Oh, wow. Typical husband.
Bro, dude, what are you doing? You can't do that. That's smart. Yeah, that's the high chair side. So let them sit next to the screaming kids.
I saw a video of, did we talk about this? I don't know if we talked about this before or if I just came across this video, but it was a server who was a woman who was like, who said whenever she gets a family and she seats them, she always puts the high chair next to the dad. And when the dad says something, she's like, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were the dad. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, okay, well, then here you go. Here's your child.
That's a nice little social experiment. I like that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, let's talk about Celeste's autopsy findings. And when I say Celeste, I think everybody knows by now we're talking about David's victim. So her cause of death was revealed yesterday. We already knew that it was ruled a homicide. Authorities also said earlier this week that she'd been stabbed with some sort of sharp instrument. Well, now we have the actual report from the medical examiner. So according to this report, Celeste had to, and let me put out a warning just because this is very morbid. If you have kids in the car, this is something you may not want to have to explain to them. Because we are going to get to her injuries. Sorry. So according to this report, she had two penetrating wounds to the torso. And this is made with something that had smooth edges. So they're saying that may represent like how forcefully she was injured with this. One of those was on the upper abdomen and it penetrated her liver. The other The other injury here penetrates one of the left intercostal spaces. It says with the disruption of the adjacent ribs. So over there in the rib area, the medical examiner says there were also multiple abrasions on her right hand, which could be defensive wounds, although the report did not say that. The examiner also said that Celeste was missing some fingers.
Oh my God.
One of her eyes was not there. Now, keep in mind that when David allegedly did this to her, It took 2 weeks before he, and God, I hate having to talk about this because it seems so dark, but he waited 2 weeks before mutilating her body and then putting it in bags and then putting it in his car. So I don't know if think body parts are just like falling out all over the place. I don't know, but there were some parts that were missing. Now, here's what's crazy. We're just now finding out all of this information. The medical examiner says the cause and manner of death was determined way back on December 9th. But there was a prior court order from the LAPD preventing them from releasing these findings. So, the family, I don't even think, knew about this. He released a statement saying, after several months, I'm grateful this information can now be released not only to the public, but also to the grieving family. It's unfathomable they've had to wait this long to learn what happened to their daughter. So they're just now finding this out, although he's known since December. Now, remember when I told you how David was in court earlier this week and he entered a not guilty plea?
Yes.
He also wanted them to present their case. Here, you got 10 days to present your case, lay out all the evidence. And I told you this could be kind of a interesting situation because, and by the way, every person has the right to want an expedited hearing, because their thinking is, okay, well, if they don't have their evidence and don't have their ducks in a row, the whole thing could just be dismissed.
Right.
So that hearing is actually going down today. David will be in court today. They're having that hearing. The DA says they are more than happy to lay out all their evidence. They have it already. So We shall see. As for Celeste's family, they will not be there. They say they just can't handle it. They are too emotionally drained.
Which is understandable.
And I don't blame them. I don't think I could take it either. But I didn't think that was going to happen so fast.
Right. And I think at this point, they do have all of the hopefully, they do have all
I
the
sure
evidence.
I sure hope so. And they don't really, drop the ball on this. They seem very positive that the outcome is going to end with him in prison, in bars. So let's just all hope that that's what happens.
Yes.
Grammy, what do you have?
All right. Have you guys been following this IVF baby mix-up case going on in Florida right now?
No.
All right. So a couple is suing the Fertility Center of Orlando and its head reproductive endocrinologist because the baby they just gave birth to, named Shay, didn't look anything like them. They are a white couple, and this baby's genetic test showed that she is South Asian. Clearly, there was a mix-up at the IVF clinic. Now, the clinic has said this week that they'd identified one South Asian couple from 16 sets of potential parents whose egg retrieval and embryo transfer dates were around the same time as this couple's. Genetic testing proves that this baby is, in fact, biologically theirs. We don't yet know that. And it sounds like this didn't happen, that the original couple's embryo was implanted and birthed by a different woman. So they, at least right now, it doesn't sound like they think the other, you know, there are two babies born, just whoopsies.
We switched them.
We don't think that has happened.
Oh.
There just seems like at least one baby was born, again, to the wrong.
Oh, to the wrong my God.
Couple. They're obviously suing over this, and they say, quote, "This ends one chapter in our heartbreaking journey, but it raises new issues that will have to be resolved. Only one thing is as absolutely certain today as it was on the day our daughter was born. We will love and will be this child's parents forever." So this is the original white couple I mentioned saying, "This is our baby and will be forever." But imagine you are the other couple. You have struggled, obviously, if you're at an IVF clinic, to ever give birth to your biological kid. And now your biological kid is out there, but with another set of parents. And same thing for the couple that now has sort of a, it's not adopted, it's not the right word. I mean, just the mess that this has created. But you do, and my wife and I, both of our kids were a result of IVF. You sign away your rights, basically, if there is a mix-up or anything, it's very clearly stated that baby is yours no matter what.
Whoa.
Would you guys, I mean, aside, if you didn't sign that away, would you want to try again and have the baby that was biologically yours and give this baby to the couple who's originally struggling to get pregnant and they want to have the baby because it's theirs biologically, but it's yours legally? I don't know.
If the other couple was like
having carried a baby for 9 months.
I know. If the other couple, I mean, do we know that they were like actively
like wanting,
trying?
Yes.
Or was it just a frozen embryo and they were just like waiting?
Their embryos and egg retrieval and transfer, that means the transfer is when it's implanted, was around the same time as this couple's. Oh
my gosh. That is so sad.
Yeah.
But I feel like I would want to keep the baby because, hello, that's my child now.
But it's really the other couple.
But you gave birth to it. You carried it for 9 months.
I know. That's why you're going to pay me as a surrogate. They make a lot of money.
So you want some financial compensation for this?
You want your baby. Yeah, you're welcome. That, you know, I went through all of this. I destroyed my body.
But you have an emotional attachment to this baby stitches. Now.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, I know. It'd be really tough.
I couldn't imagine the emotions involved in this from all parties involved. And then the kid someday, you know, is going to learn this, that this was all, you know, the result of a mix up, which should never happen. I often wonder if our embryos were mixed up because, like, my kids are jerks. Like, they're really mean to me all the time. And I'm like, dude,
that tracks.
I don't know if this is like, do you guys have my DNA? Because, like, I'm nice, you know, but they're like so mean all the time.
Except they look exactly like you and your wife.
Yeah, but the talking back and I mean, you guys. Anyway,
the JV show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, you would want to talk about a fart salad. What is this?
You guys will too. Once you hear about it, move over Looks Maxine and Smell Maxine because Fiber Maxine has entered the chat. There are all kinds of health influencers on social media right now saying that we need way more fiber in our diets if we want to be the healthiest versions of ourselves and to lose weight. Fiber. Are you guys familiar with Fiber Maxine?
No.
No.
Okay. And one of the key ingredients, well, I just said ingredients, one of the key meals that a lot of these social media influencers are pointing to help boost the amount of fiber you're intaking each day is what they are calling a fart salad.
That's disgusting.
Now, a fart salad is one that is packed with fiber-heavy ingredients. Think things like beans, lentils, broccoli, potatoes with the skins on. There are multiple, influencers making videos on how they make their own version of the fart salad. And each of the items, lots of fiber in them, you know, things like red cabbage, carrots, anything you can throw into a salad, you throw it all into one bowl, as many of those fiber maxing ingredients as you can, and you eat it. Now, look, they call it a fart salad because when you load a bunch of fiber into your system and your body's not used to digesting that much fiber, one of the offshoot, you know, products is going to be lots of toots, as well as just getting your digestive system moving just in general.
Wow. It's just the name. Are they really calling it that?
Yeah, it's called the fart salad.
That's so gross.
So if you want to go see different influencers' versions of that, their own recipes, because a lot of them do different things. Some will use like protein pastas in there. It doesn't even really, it looks more like a pasta salad than one like that. And they put, you know, pepperoni, red onion, garlic, parmesan dressing and stuff. Each of them's got their own version. Are you ladies here for the new fart salad trend?
Yes, just because it is good for your health. And I feel like there was this huge kick of everybody wanting to put so much protein in their body for the gains. That I like that people are now, you know, being made aware of the fact that they also need some fiber in there.
Yeah, you need a lot of fiber. Now, look, some nutritionists are warning you that a fart salad likely to cause gut discomfort in a lot of individuals who are sensitive to highly fermentable fibers. So like if you're not used to digesting a lot of fiber, you might experience some discomfort. Let me tell you how to relieve that discomfort. Let it out, bro.
This is so disgusting.
Selena, are you down for a fart salad?
I mean, no, I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not. It's too much. I just looked up fart salad on Instagram. So it is a thing. And there's like videos of people showing what they eat. This one guy's got a can of black beans.
Yep.
3 boiled eggs.
Yep.
A bowl of Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, the stink.
Half a raw onion.
Oh, my God.
Some sauerkraut. And he's just mixing it up.
No.
Look, he's just, ooh.
I'm out now.
That's got some good protein from, you know, the beans, lentils, and stuff
and
like that. And those eggs. And also loaded with fiber.
I'm so grossed out.
You're fiber maxing. But, oh, my God, the stink of that combo that you just mentioned right there. The beans, eggs, and onion. Oh,
I'm out.
Brutal. You don't want to be sitting next to that guy on BART.
I know it's in a cool or not segment, but I'm going not cool. For me.
Okay, well, if you're looking for some healthy fiber maxed ideas for recipes, salad. You should try fart salad. And like Selena did, you can just go on social media and search.
Just type it in.
Fart salad. And you'll get some good recipes.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.